I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We got a lot to talk about. Will Jonathan Toews play this season? We're going to get more in-depth with his status this episode, and we're going to preview the Blackhawks' upcoming game tonight against the Dallas Stars, and we got some players of the future to check out, too, since we're in rebuilding mode. Let's talk about some future players that's playing in the Frozen Four. We're going to talk about those players, too, as well. Now, let's first get into Jonathan Toews right now. Now, look, I told you last episode that Luke Richardson did provide some information at Morning Skate that he was ramping up. So the question now becomes, will Jonathan Toews play at all this season with his left? Now, look, he's about to be pretty much gone. This is his last year, probably. I don't think they're going to re-sign him right now. I highly doubt that. He's the captain of the team. He's kind of the heart of this team, you could say. You could always say Patrick Kane is the best player, but Toews is more of the heart of this team. And with him being out, you could definitely see it was kind of a hit to this team overall. So will he return? Now, Luke Richardson did say that Toews was taking the next step and was on the ice skating during the team's long road trip that concluded just this past Saturday. Toews was also on the ice Saturday and Sunday, which seems to indicate that the captain is ramping up hockey activities as the regular season winds down. Now, this is very interesting. The Blackhawks expect to know more about Jonathan Toews' status later this week, so we might hear something by this week. Now, look, there's no practice scheduled right now, okay? And there's been a whole bunch of staggering games right now happening, like the upcoming one with the Dallas Stars, which you're going to get into. But we're going to see what happens to this. Now, just remember, this is like not too long ago, probably a week ago, that Jonathan Toews was seriously considering retirement following the conclusion of this season. And with this health scare right now, people did think that. So the fact that he's ramping up right now makes you think like, is he going to play right now? Look, I would love to see Jonathan Toews out there on the ice one more time just to give a good hello or goodbye or play well. I would love to see him play amazing, you know, probably have a game-winning goal against the Blackhawks. It would be a perfect ending for him as a Blackhawks over overall, and maybe retire after that to get better with his health. But if his health is not okay, I'm totally fine with him not playing at all. Personally, like I said, I would love to see him play, but I understand at the same time. Now, look, time is really going to tell with Jonathan Toews right now if he's going to play at all. Because, look, the Blackhawks only have 9 games remaining left on the schedule right now. We already know he's not going to play against the Dallas Stars. That's coming up later tonight. And speaking of those Dallas Stars, the Chicago Blackhawks are going to play them tonight. Now, this is going to be a very, very interesting game to see how they do against this team. This is one of the better teams that I feel in the NHL, very competitive overall. Now, they have a game scheduled against them at home later tonight. Now, they played them before. It's been pretty much a tough matchup for this team overall when it comes to the Dallas Stars. I've been saying you got to watch out for Robertson. I mean, he's one of their best leading scorers overall on his team. He already has 41 goals for them, for the Dallas Stars right now. And if you look at it right now, they're in the top 10 when it comes to goals that this team score a game right now, averaging 3.4, currently ranked 8th overall in the NHL. And they're not that bad defensively, too, because of the fact they're just outside the top 10 when it comes to goals allowed, only allowing 2.6 right now, sitting 11th overall. Now, the Blackhawks in that category allow 3.3, currently ranked 25th. And when it comes to goals that they score, they're still dead last right now at 32, averaging 2.5 goals. Now, look, the difference here is you're going to have to beat them in the faceoff percentages. They're one of the best teams when it comes to that. They're number one overall in that in faceoff percentages right now at 54.6. Now, the Blackhawks are not that bad themselves. They're right outside that top 5, currently ranked number 6 overall at 53%. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the Blackhawks do. I feel like the Blackhawks have to do what they normally do. Maintain this lead early, get off right on their necks early, but you have to maintain it. Don't put your foot off their necks right away. You have to keep that lead going and that intensity going for this young group. The Blackhawks are not a team that can really hold a lead. They've been giving up a lot of leads, a lot of their games of late these past few weeks for the Chicago Blackhawks. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they do against the Dallas Stars tonight. Now, look, overall, the Dallas Stars have a record of 39-20-14. They have a score and total of 92 points right now. They're currently tied for 9th overall in the NHL. They're currently tied for second, too, in the Central Division right now, too, as well. So, look, you got to stop Jason Robertson, I think. You got to stop Jamie Benn right now. He's one of their top scorers, too. He got 31 goals and 40 assists right now. So, you have to stop him overall. That's going to be the key for them to win against them. So, it's going to be kind of tough overall because I do see the injury report right now for the Chicago Blackhawks team. And I'm not going to lie, it looks kind of scary as I'm watching it right now. I mean, you don't know right now with a head injury right now. It's doubtful right now. Are they saying to be determined? But I don't know if he's really going to come out for this one. And that's Petr Mrazek. You don't know if he's going to play. You still got Bjork out. You got England out. Obviously, Taves is out. Blackwell is out. Gutman is out. There's a lot of players out. They're very thin in the center line right now. So it's going to be kind of tough for this Blackhawks team to generate any points right now. And can they maintain anything on the defensive end, or will they get tuckered out and tired at the end and start giving up goals at the end? So this is going to be very interesting. I'm going to lean towards the Dallas Stars in this one because they got a little bit something more to play for, while the Blackhawks right now is just trying to develop this team and see if they can compete. And the only thing that they're really playing for is more pride, and these young players are just more playing for to see if they can get some ice time later down the line for next season, to see if they're going to be a part of this future. And speaking of futures right now, we got some big things that's happening down at the NCAA tournament in the Frozen Four, because the Blackhawks got a few prospects on their hands. Now look, the NCAA tournament is down to the Final Four. And I know you're like, why is that big important right now? Like I said, the Blackhawks have some prospects down there. They have three prospects that's in the Final Four right now. That is really a big thing that you should be taking notice to. I know I am, because look, you're looking towards the future, and why not look at these players right now? So as it happens right now, you got the forward, Frank Nazir, right now, of the number 3-seeded Michigan team. And you got the goaltender, Drew Comesso, as well, along with the other forward, Ryan Green. Now, Comesso and Green are both with Boston. Now, they're all going to play in the semifinal round, okay? Boston will draw number 1 Minnesota, okay, at 4 p.m. Thursday, April 6th, in the first round in Tampa, Florida, while Michigan is expected to play later on after them around 7:30 that time. Now, look, Michigan did defeat Penn State 2-1 in overtime, and Colgate 11-1. Yes, 11-1 beating Colgate to make it to the Frozen Four overall. Now, Nazir right now is a 2022 first round pick. He was picked 13th overall. Remember that. Of the Blackhawks, he had one shot and was 5 of 12 on faceoffs against Penn State. He had one goal and one assist and was 2 of 7 of faceoffs in Michigan's 11-1 tournament opening victory against Colgate. So that's something to take notice of. Now, Boston, on the other hand, like I said, they got two prospects of the Blackhawks on that team. They defeated Western Michigan 5-1 and Cornell 2-1 to make it to the semifinals. Now, Comesso right now, he is a 2020 second round pick. He has a .948 save percentage. That's 37 of 39 of those that he has saved overall in those two games. While you got the forward, on the other hand, Ryan Green right now, he is a 2022 second round pick, has one shot, three block shots overall. He has 36 face-off percentage in the tournament right now. So these are some players if you want to check out in the Frozen Four right now with these three prospects. If you want to look towards the future, look at those guys. Maybe you can see those guys playing with the likes of Connor Bedard. I'm going to say his name probably almost every episode, by the way. I just want that to be known right now. Every time we're going to do an episode here, we're going to mention Connor Bedard. But you have some other things to watch alongside watching Blackhawks hockey. So if you're getting a little itch right away, look, there is some future Blackhawks that you can check out in the college ranks that probably would be up with the Blackhawks in the near future. So I am definitely looking forward to that. I'll be watching the Frozen Four along with this upcoming game against the Blackhawks tonight against the Dallas Stars. We're going to break that down. We're going to recap the game there and more on the next episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We want to thank you again for tuning in. Like always, I am your host, Brandon Fryer, and we will talk to you next time. Hopefully, we'll be coming back with a Blackhawks win that we'll be talking about and breaking that down in the next episode. We'll talk to you next time.